I'm here with Chandra Martinez. She's the managing editor of The Lakeshore, which is an online publication dedicated to people and organizations making a positive difference up and down Lake Michigan, here on The Lakeshore, mostly Muskegon, Ottawa, and Allegan counties. And this week, Chandra, this is our last week together, and so hopefully we continue with someone else here at WHTC. We're working on that right now. But you've got some really interesting stories about folks who are being creative and being artistic.
So Luke Ferris has an interview with Kylan Blome, who is a serial entrepreneur in the Holland area. He's been starting businesses since his days at Hope College. His current business is Silkscreen Marketing, and when he's not at the print shop, he's the manager of digital advertising firm Cubant. So he's pretty busy. He also helps with a variety of projects, including Lakeshore Advantage he's involved with and the Groundworks project at the library. He helped get that launched. So it's a real interesting read about how he's doing good along the Lakeshore.
That's pretty neat. Now, you've got one of my favorite topics, an effort to help people find more ways to be kind to one another.
Yes, Kathleen Schnake is back with her Make Waves on the Lakeshore column. And this is about ways you can either volunteer for nonprofits or get involved in their fundraising efforts. She has a great list this month, and she's always looking for a new idea. So if you have any, shoot us an email and we'll pass it on to Kathleen.
Okay. You also have a story about the Afghan refugees who are coming to West Michigan. There's a family in my own neighborhood on my own street who just moved in. I haven't met them yet. They just moved in a few weeks ago. But I know it's a big deal and they're trying to find more spaces. So tell us what the mechanics are for that and how your story addresses it.
Paul Kopanowski took a look at this. He reached out to Bethany Christian Services and Lighthouse Immigrant Advocates to find out how they're partnering to help these Afghan individuals and their families who are seeking asylum in the U.S. after the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And he's talked to both organizations about the need for volunteers and how people can help. And so if you read his story, you'll get some background on what they're doing, as well as learn about opportunities to support these efforts.
I hope folks really take a deep dive on that. Gentex has a new initiative that will help people's vision.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story. Gentex is using its tech know-how and kind of research that it's used for businesses to work with an organization to create advanced digital eyewear for people with visibility issues or visual impairments. And it's really cool to see Gentex attacking this problem and working to find a solution.
Yeah, people who lose their vision lose so much more than they lose their independence in so many different ways. So that's great. So it'll help people stay more resilient and robust. Lakeshore Advantage is planning for 2022.
They really are building on a fantastic 2021 where they supported 21 expansion projects totaling more than $259 million, which is pretty impressive, that created nearly 700 new jobs last year. And they really expect 2022 to offer even more opportunities for business growth and for new job expansion.
And GRCC is creating opportunities for people who maybe want to work for local governments.
Yeah, this is another fun story about job creation. Grand Rapids Community College is partnering with local municipalities across Muskegon and Kent counties, including the Road Commission, because they're starting a new public works academy where they'll teach those skills to people who'd like to work for a municipality. I mean, the pay's pretty good and the benefits are great. So this is a wonderful opportunity for people who are interested in doing that type of work.
And there's a brand new market coming to town for the creatives and those who love getting creative stuff into their homes.
The award-winning Lakeshore Festival in Muskegon is creating a second festival, and it's going to be March 12th. It's called Michigan Makers Market, and it's an opportunity for creative people to kind of come together and show things that they're making.
The weather is kind of dicey, but you still have some great things to do. Some are indoors, some are outdoors.
At the end of the month will be the Grand Haven Winterfest, and this is just super cool. It's the mission is free, and it's kind of a longtime winter tradition that features a variety of events, including fun things like the Glow Bowl, the Sleepwalker Run, the Bonfire Bash. They'll have cardboard sled races, family dog pool. So all sorts of cool things. If you want to check out our website, you can read more about it in Sally Lakaitis's monthly things to do along the Lakeshore. She's also noted that the Hempy Keyboard Series is coming up. That will be at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts, January 30th. Tickets are $22, but they're free for students. So what a deal for students if you want to go hear a performance by pianist Mei Feng, whose CD is Travels Through Time. It's a pretty popular CD that she produced. If you want to head to Muskegon, the Muskegon Museum of Art is having the Jewelry Box exhibit through February 20th. And this is pretty affordable too. It's $10. It's only $8 if you're a senior or a student. It features Detroit multimedia artists and metalsmith Tiff Macy, who's created some art and jewelry boxes inspired by 1980s hip-hop fashion.
Now, folks, if you want to see anything that we've mentioned or all the other stories, you can visit thelakeshorewm.com. But Chandra, how do they reach out to you directly with a story idea or a Shore Stories essay?
We love to hear story ideas, and we love for people to consider sharing their own story through our series called Shore Stories. Just reach out to me at chandra@thelakeshorewm.com. Love to get your email.
Thank you for creating this cool podcast for WHTC. This is our last time together officially. We'll keep in touch off the air. And I just wish you the best with the Lakeshore and all that you do. Thanks, Chandra.
Thank you. And we will miss you. You've brought so much in your last 4 years here at WHTC. We're a little sad that it won't continue, but we're looking forward to hearing what you do on the other side of the state. So congratulations on your next chapter.
Thank you so much.